And now, the Goldbergs. The little town in which the Goldbergs are staying in South Carolina is still the same. The sun is as bright, the air is even a little warmer, the green of the trees is deep or deeper, but in the minds and hearts of the Goldbergs, a great change has occurred. While Sylvia still thinks that she has concealed her malice and ambitions and obscured the truth forever, Molly knows and Jake knows the whole truth about Sylvia and the real reasons for Sammy's unhappiness. Listen.
Mama Goldberg, she called me. Mama Debbie, Goldberg.
Debbie Darling, she called me.
Debbie Darling and Mama Goldberg. Now that we know everything about Sylvia, the sooner we leave here, the better.
Come here, Rosanna.
What, Mama?
Come here, Mommy, and massage my temples, please.
Molly, watch yourself. I don't want anything to happen now to postpone our trip back.
I'm all right, Jake. My temples are in the dark. Just gently. Very gently.
Molly.
Yeah?
Do you want a capsule, maybe?
No, dear. No, dearie. Just gently, Rosalie. Jake, why did you let Sammy go alone to Allison's Rye?
That's the way he wished it.
You sure he went to tell him that we're leaving?
I'm sure.
You don't think Sammy would stay now?
I can't be sure of anything while I'm on this soil. I want to see myself in a different latitude and longitude already. Then I'll be sure. All right, Rosalie, darling. I'll leave my temples now. In the back, here, darling. The back of my neck.
Here?
There.
Here?
Yeah.
Lie down a little, Molly.
I'm all right. Let me sit gently here by the window. I only want to see Sammy back, that's all. Such a thing to happen to Sammy. Such a thing. All right. Not everyone falls in love with the right person. The world would be too wonderful if that was so. But this...
All right, Ma, please.
You were smart, Molly. I was the fool.
Why a fool, Jake? If she's fooling her own father. Her own father that should know and don't know. A King Lear, she made out of him. A King Lear. After everything she did to her brother-in-law, to her sister. Still, when it came to tell me what I wanted to know, they wouldn't. They wouldn't and they didn't. Jake, there's something in Sylvia, something I don't know. I never met anything like that before, not in anybody. She's not bad like good people are bad because they make mistakes, because they're blind, because they're ignorant. She's bad, Jake, she's bad because she thinks that way and she is that way. And she draws people to her by her badness, Jake. That's why, Jake, you shouldn't have let Sammy out of your sight. You shouldn't let him go on alone. Jake.
Molly, please, don't worry. I spoke to Sammy.
Rosalie, my temple. My temple.
Mama, darling, please. You're unnerving yourself.
Jake, I'm afraid this isn't the end. It should only be the end. Even if it is, it wouldn't be, Jake.
What do you mean, Molly?
I mean, Jake, that such an experience don't come and go and leave no mark. Sammy's only a boy, Jake.
Oh, he'll forget.
You mean he'll try. To fall in love, Jake, to think the most of a person and then all of a sudden to think the least. Jake, darling, we mustn't let Sammy out of our sight now. We must watch him.
He wanted to write, Molly, so let him write.
To write, you have to have the heart, Jake.
Oh, he still has his heart, Molly. Sammy's no weakling.
Love can make weaklings of the strongest, Jake, and make fools of the wisest. And Sammy's not the strongest, and Sammy's not the wisest. Sammy's only a boy, Jake. Only a boy, Jake, that's all.
Molly stares ahead. She sees neither Jake nor Rosie nor the walls of the room in which she is sitting. In her mind's eye, she sees Sammy walking through the streets of the town on his way to speak to Mr. Allison. And the questions in her mind are in his also, for Sammy is, as she says, neither the wisest nor the strongest. He's just a young man who fell in love. And meanwhile, Sylvia is in her father's office talking to him. She still feels, at least she still makes herself feel, that all is going to be as she planned.
All right, Sylvia, go ahead with your plans.
I don't want a big wedding, Daddy.
Do anything you want. I've been through too much already. Have a small wedding. Have a big wedding. Do anything you want, but get married.
Do you want to get rid of me?
I want a little peace of mind.
I may have to go back to Lassenberry with Sammy.
A wife goes where her husband wants her to go.
I wouldn't leave you, Daddy, darling. I couldn't.
If you're marrying Sammy, think of him first. Not of me, not of yourself.
Well, I'm not going to lose you because I'm marrying Sammy.
A father can't be lost. What happened with Leah? Did you tell her what I said? That I wanted everything peaceful and quiet? That I was willing to forget? That I was willing to do anything to put an end at last to this cancer that is eating out the heart of my family?
I spoke to Ed.
And?
They won't say anything.
You're sure that Sammy didn't tell his folks?
Oh, yes.
You're sure he came back for the reasons you said? That he's willing to forget the quarrels?
Yes.
For a time, I wasn't so sure. But if you're sure, Sylvia, then all right.
I'm sure, Daddy, darling.
I hope so. With all my heart, I hope so.
Oh, Sammy, darling.
Come in, Sammy.
Sylvia, I want to speak to your father, please.
Well, go ahead.
I want to speak to him alone.
Since when have we secrets from each other?
Sylvia.
Sammy, did you tell your mother that we quarreled? You came back. You came back to me, Sammy.
Sylvia.
Sammy.
Sylvia! Sit down, Sammy.
Mr. Allison.
What is it, Sammy?
I've thought this through very carefully. I didn't just make up my mind and let it go at that.
What is it? What's wrong? Do you think it was wrong for me not to tell your parents where you were? We didn't know.
That's all unimportant now, Mr. Allison. What I want to say is, I can't marry Sylvia.
Is that all?
Yes.
Why not? You love her, don't you?
No.
You did.
Well, you know that.
All because of what my daughter Leah did and said and her husband Ed?
I don't know why. It's just that I can't make her happy.
Why not?
Because I don't love her.
Did you tell your mother and father?
I told my father.
What did he say?
He agreed with me.
Didn't he ask you why you weren't going to marry Sylvia?
I said I didn't love her. That's all I think is important, Mr. Allison. I followed Sylvia here against my mother's advice. I loved Sylvia and I wanted to marry her. I had no other reason. I didn't want to work in your department store or own it. I have anything you had to offer except your respect and friendship.
You have both.
Well, that's why I'm sorry I have to tell you that it was all a mistake. I can't marry Sylvia under any circumstances.
And you won't tell me why?
I told you why.
I know you, Sammy. You're still the young man I thought you were. And for you, life isn't just falling in and out of love. You must have reasons. And if you won't say what they are, you must have reasons for that, too. I'm not a fool either, Sammy. I may have been blind and I may have been stubborn, but I learned fast, and I'm learning now. You didn't leave because of a handful of lies that Leah told you, and you didn't come back just because you stopped believing them. Or else you wouldn't be here now saying what you're saying to me. All right? If you won't tell me, tell Sylvia. Tell Sylvia what you just said to me in my presence.
I intend to.
Very well. Hello? William? Is Sylvia still down in the store? She is? Send her up.
There is neither pleasure nor revenge in Sammy's silence or in the fact that he knows Sylvia is about to be revealed to her own father for what she is. Poor Sammy is sick at heart, and yet he has no choice. What will Sylvia say when she knows that in spite of anything that she can do, Sammy is not going to marry her?